Your colleagues.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. General Flynn, thus far in the discussion today and in general, there has been very little focus on the damage that Edwin Snowden has done to our military. I've read the DIA assessment, and it is evident to me that most of the documents stolen by Mr. Snowden have nothing to do with the privacy rights and civil liberties of American citizens or even the NSA collection programs. Indeed, these documents, and we've heard the number 1.7 million documents, are in many cases multi-pages. If you printed them all and stacked them, they would be more than 3 miles high. I say that to give the public more information about how extraordinarily extensive the documents that he stole were. And they don't just pertain to the NSA. They pertain to the entire intelligence community and include information about military intelligence, our defense capabilities, the defense industry. Now, you are the leader of military intelligence. You have also been deployed for extensive periods in Iraq. You know what the impact is on the military. Could you share with the committee your assessment of the impact that the damage that Edward Snowden has done to our military? And in particular, has he placed our men and women in uniform at greater risk?
Senator Collins, thanks for that question. And on the report that you're indicating or highlighting, we do have a session in about a week for this committee to go through the entire report. The strongest word that I can use to describe how bad this is, this has caused grave damage to our national security. I think another way to address, your question is, what are the costs that we are going to incur because of the scale and the scope of what has been taken by Snowden? And I won't put a dollar figure, but I know that the scale or the cost to our nation, obviously in treasure, in capabilities that are going to have to be examined, reexamined, and potentially adjusted. But I think that the greatest cost that is unknown today, but we will likely face, is the cost in human lives on tomorrow's battlefield, or in some place where we will put our military forces, when we ask them to go into harm's way. And I think that's the greatest cost that we face with the disclosures that have been presented so far.